What is surmorelin? Surmorelin is a synthetic drug derived from GHRH, also known as growth hormone releasing hormone. GHRH is the hormone responsible for producing human growth hormone, commonly referred to as HGH. The hypothalamus and functions secrete GHRH as a chemical messenger, which sends the signal to the pituitary to secrete more human growth hormone to be delivered throughout the body. The human body does not naturally produce surmorelin, but it is functionally identical to growth hormone releasing hormone produced by the human body. Surmorelin contains the same initial 44 proteins present in GHRH. Scientists and researchers have discovered that this truncated version of growth hormone releasing hormone is the shortest known derivative that produces an identical effect upon the body as GHRH, which is to enhance pituitary secretion of HGH. HGH and human development. HGH doctor specialist. In our preteen and early teenage years, human growth hormone is primarily responsible for the increase in growth rate associated with puberty. Children that suffer from a deficiency in growth hormone releasing hormone do not produce sufficient levels of human growth hormone and therefore do not grow at the same rate as their peers. Human beings complete the process of average growth and reach their final adult height after the epiphyseal plates of their long bones close at the end of puberty. After this point, the role of human growth hormone changes, yet the role of GHRH remains the same. After puberty, the body needs to produce sufficient growth hormone releasing hormone that allows the body to secrete the HGH needed to sustain itself at peak condition, allowing us to enjoy maximum vitality and health. GHRH allows the body to function optimally as it was meant to function. With age, GHRH levels decline. Unfortunately, production of growth hormone releasing hormone by the pituitary drops as we age, and this reduction in endogenous production of GHRH is directly correlated with reduced release of human growth hormone, which inevitably leads to a rapidly sped up aging process. At age 20, the human body produces an optimal level of adult human growth hormone, around 500 micrograms daily. By the time we reach our late 20s to early 30s, the endogenous human growth hormone levels that we produce decrease at a seemingly marginal rate of 1 to 2% each year. Over time, however, this constant decline accumulates, leaving our bodies grossly deficient in human growth hormone. By the time we reach the age of 80, the human body only secretes around 60 micrograms of human growth hormone daily, often even less. An HGH level of around 200 micrograms in otherwise healthy adults is considered low. The effects of human growth hormone deficiency begin to become more pronounced as we enter our late 30s and early 40s. Our deficiency in human growth hormone begins to underperform significantly, and our bodies start to age more rapidly. Rapid aging is not inevitable, however. And surmorelin therapy is a fantastic means to alleviate the effects of age in a way that allows us to grow old in a healthy way that does not take from us our vitality. HGH therapy versus surmorelin therapy. Human growth hormone replacement therapy effectively treats human growth hormone deficiency, but it may not be the most efficient way to restore optimal hormone production. It may only be covering up an underlying problem. HGH hormone replacement therapy simply replaces endogenous human growth hormone with HGH from an outside source. Surmorelin works by increasing the level of HGH naturally secreted by the body, which leads to a more natural release of the hormone throughout the body when and where it is needed. Surmorelin treats underlying neuroendocrine failure, which leads to many patients who suffer from human growth hormone deficiency while having a perfectly healthy pituitary function. For these patients, surmorelin hormone replacement therapy produces more natural physiological function while also being safer and having a significantly lower risk for unwanted side effects than simply treating the symptoms of human growth hormone deficiency rather than the root cause. In addition, surmorelin hormone replacement therapy is not restricted in the same manner as HGH hormone replacement therapy for use in patients suffering from HGH deficiency. Benefits of surmorelin. Below are just a few of the benefits of surmorelin therapy. Surmorelin enhances the pituitary gland's natural ability to produce endogenous human growth hormone, leading to a more natural hormone profile. Surmorelin optimizes the human body, increasing physical and mental performance. Surmorelin strengthens immune health. Surmorelin boosts the liver's production of insulin like growth factor 1. Surmorelin helps patients sleep longer, deeper, and better. Restoring endocrine function with surmorelin. As a result of generations of anti-aging and longevity science, we realize today that hormonal balance is the key to preserving the optimal function of the many organ systems that make up the human body. The body can suffer greatly when hormones are not released in sufficient amounts or when certain hormones are produced in excess. This is more apparent regarding HGH and its correlated secretagogue, growth hormone-releasing hormone, than with any other hormones produced by the body. A myriad of issues correlated with aging is intricately connected to insufficient levels of GHRH and HGH in the brain and the bloodstream. Though there is a multitude of reasons why the body produces less human growth hormone as we age, among the most prominent and easily resolved issues is GHRH deficiency, which can quickly and safely be restored with sermorelin therapy. What makes sermorelin preferable to HGH hormone replacement therapy? The effects of HGH injections are not well regulated by the body. If a person administers too much human growth hormone, the body has no way of negating the effects of the flood of HGH entering the body. The pituitary gland may depress over time and release less endogenous HGH to compensate. However, the body will still overreact to excess levels of HGH resulting from overdose or abuse. This reduced level of endogenous HGH production is terrible because once an individual suspends HGH injections, the body will not be able to produce the same levels of human growth hormone as it once did until it slowly increases its natural production over a significant period. HGH and negative feedback. On the other hand, the effects of excess synthetic GHRH are regulated in two ways by the body. One way is utilizing negative feedback. Via negative feedback, the pituitary gland sends a message to the hypothalamus that it no longer needs to produce more human growth hormone. The second way human growth hormone production is regulated using sermorelin is by somatostatins. Somatostatin HGH inhibitor. Somatostatins are hormones that prevent the pituitary from taking up excess levels of growth hormone releasing hormone, thereby preventing the pituitary gland from producing excess levels of HGH. Using these binary inhibitory factors, the risks associated with human growth hormone are minimized. When sermorelin is used correctly with a physician's prescription, the side effects of HGH overdose will likely be eliminated. Sermorelin is safer and more natural than HGH hormone replacement therapy. Patients who use HGH hormone replacement therapy are at a slightly enhanced risk of joint disorders such as arthritis and carpal tunnel syndrome. Older patients may find this reason enough to forego HGH therapy for sermorelin therapy. In addition, patients who undergo human growth hormone replacement therapy sometimes suffer from temporary blood sugar fluctuations due to surging or quickly dissipating IGF-1 levels. These effects are not present when using sermorelin therapy. Another way that sermorelin therapy is superior to HGH hormone replacement therapy in many patients is because sermorelin encourages the more natural production of human growth hormone by the body. Sermorelin therapy leads to episodic production of human growth hormone, which is how the human body naturally secretes human growth hormone. The pituitary gland secretes HGH in pulses, which quickly dissipate throughout the body, eventually converting it into IGF-1 by the liver. One patient group that may prefer human growth hormone replacement therapy is patients interested in faster results at the expense of taking a bit of risk. Sermorelin therapy takes a bit longer to produce physiological changes, but there is only a minimal chance of side effects due to therapy. When undergoing human growth hormone HRT, HGH is released into the body from the injection in a square wave. This means that the body is initially exposed to a high level of HGH which slowly dissipates between administrations, rather than in the natural spurts of production that the body is accustomed to. A phenomenon known as tachyphylaxis is prevented by preserving the average physiological production of human growth hormone. Tachyphylaxis is the phenomenon by which the body responds to an excess or constant level of a particular medicine or hormone by developing a sudden and increased resistance to that medicine or hormone, reducing its effect on the body. Some physicians who recommend human growth hormone therapy will accompany it with a certain level of sermorelin therapy to prevent the pituitary gland from reducing its activity in the wake of increased exogenous human growth hormone. It is essential to supplement the body's natural hormone production as naturally as possible so that we may preserve the natural neuroendocrine axis that HGH is an essential component of. As we age, this axis becomes more fragile and prone to degradation and insufficiency.